Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
What is something your partner has done that has completely blown you away? 206-803-ROCK. And this can be literally anything. It can be something ridiculous. It can be something very impressive.
Right.
When have you been blown away by your partner? 206-803-ROCK.
And it's all stemming from Coach Mike McDonald, who was blown away when he saw his wife go through what she went through in order to have their kid. He's like, whoa, that's impressive.
Yeah.
So some of the text messages we're getting, one person says, I'm impressed with my partner every day because he, like George, puts up with me and my shenanigans. And that's from our friend Rose in Tacoma.
Yeah. You know, I think they're blessed too, okay? They know it.
Yeah, I'm always impressed that he comes home. Sometimes you tell stories, I'm like, I feel like he might just be like, you know what, I'm gonna stay at my buddy's house for a few days. I'll be back, I promise you. I'm just not sure when.
Yeah, or he's like, babe, do you have plans tonight? Are you gonna go out so I can be alone by myself?
And also, can you take your dad with you?
Yeah, honestly, both of us as roommates,
that's a lot.
Yeah. It's a lot.
I'm shocked that he didn't say, you know what, for your birthday, maybe you should go to Vegas with your dad and go see Tyga. I'll just stay home.
It's family bonding.
Just send me pictures. FaceTime me.
I would have been okay with that, too.
Someone said, I was impressed by my wife. She ran a marathon once. That was crazy. I supported her by waiting at the bar near the finish line.
Yeah. That's what I did when my sister ran a half marathon. I was like, should we get drinks now? Do you want to go get Dick's Burgers? And she basically told me to F off because of how hard it was and how much she had been through. She was like, don't even talk to me.
See, my wife did a half marathon once. For a moment, she was like really into like doing all these runs and stuff. And I was like, I'm into just being there with the time. It was just me and Lulu and our dog. So we would just go and like find the checkpoints and be like, hey.
Oh, you're such a supportive spouse.
It was kind of fun.
That's awesome.
And then I'd get in the car and I'd listen to like a podcast until I knew there was another checkpoint and wait again. Hey.
So did she do fulls and halves?
Never did a full, I don't believe. I think she did the Seattle, the half marathon, the rock and
the
roll
rock
marathon.
And roll? Oh, yeah.
Back when like the viaduct was around.
Oh,
that was
my
cool.
Gosh. Super cool.
You're able to like run on the viaduct. I thought that was pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah.
But I know like there was a moment where I thought like I did something that I thought would like be really impressive. And I was so excited to like tell her the news. It was like a few years ago when I got, you know, doing this independent wrestling journey, got an opportunity to be an extra for AEW when they were in town, and then ended up having a match in Portland in front of thousands of people on the AEW Dark television program. I was so fired up. It happened. Like, this should never happen to someone my age. Like, I just thought this was, like, such a cool moment. And I was so, I texted her. I'm like, I'm expecting the, I'm so proud of all the hard work you've done. You know, I'm expecting that moment. So I'm like, I did it, babe. I got to wrestle in the arena. This was incredible. It's like, oh, that's nice. Don't forget when you get home, the closet door is acting kind of weird.
Just glazed right over it.
I never brought more back to reality. It was so, I know she didn't mean it that way, but it was just like, she was like, that's nice. But don't forget, like, the little ball thing on our closet door is like one of those spring-loaded doors.
Oh, yeah.
It popped out. She's like, don't forget to fix that. Champion.
Okay, sweetie, I'm on it.
After you defeat Jake Hager, how about you defeat our closet door? Oh, wait, you didn't defeat him, and you probably won't be able to figure this out either.
That is very impressive, Steve.
What about you, Danny?
honestly, Lynn getting her master's degree.
That is impressive.
It's like I saw all of the nights where she would just stay up till 3 a.m. writing papers and just, you know, she really just kind of set her mind to it and did it. And then now she's just like full on therapist. And I'm just like, wow, like that amazes me every day because I could not imagine going back to grad school.
Absolutely not.
So.
No, the idea of, and I mean, it's a lot harder in grad school. Because I know when Sid did it too, I was like listening to some of the stuff that she was talking about. I think they probably went to the same kind of grad school for marriage and family therapy,
yep,
right?
They sure did.
I was like, what the hell are you doing?
Well, and then even now, just her being a therapist and like really finding her passion and dealing with people's problems, I'm like, wow, you are a special kind of person.
Yeah. I like this text. My husband bought a huge tractor out of the blue, and we do not live in the country.
Wow.
That is impressive.
What are his intentions with this thing?
Just to drive around.
If you need a place to keep it, I might know somebody.
So, Teddy, ever in West Seattle, you see a guy driving a tractor, it's this guy.
All right.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.